This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Starting today, defense attorneys try to convince a jury that Zacharias Moussaoui deserves life in prison, not execution. Their job could not have been made any easier by the tapes that prosecutors played yesterday. They played the cockpit voice recorder from United Airlines Flight 93. That plane's crash in Pennsylvania was dramatic enough to become the subject of a movie, as we'll hear in a moment. And yesterday, jury members heard the sounds of what really happened. Here's NPR's Larry Abramson.
The cockpit voice recording captured two violent struggles aboard the doomed plane. The tape opens after hijackers have seized the controls and are apparently killing the crew. One crew member begs, "Please don't hurt me, and I don't want to die." But soon the struggle ends, and a hijacker tells his partner in Arabic, "Everything is fine, I finished." A half hour later, passengers mount an effort to retake the cockpit. The tape played in court does not reveal whether passengers actually got into the cockpit, but it shows how determined they were. "In the cockpit. If we don't, we die," one says. Eventually, the hijackers realize the passengers might succeed. One urges another to pull it down. The plane pitches toward the ground, inverts, and after the hijackers offer prayers to Allah, Flight 93 hits the ground at top speed. For families of the victims, it was hard to take. Abraham Scott lost his wife, Anne Marie, in the attack on the Pentagon.
It was very emotional for me, even though it was not that clear. I could understand that when the pilot or maybe the co-pilot was begging for his life, and that was very rough for me. And also the point where passengers rushed the compartment.
For more than 3 days, the jury has been immersed in the sorrows of the 9/11 victims and their families. Today, they face an abrupt change as the defense takes over. Moussaoui's attorneys have indicated they will focus on why this individual does not deserve to die. They say he suffers from paranoid schizophrenia, that he was brainwashed by Muslim radicals. These are mitigating factors that the jury is supposed to weigh against the aggravating factors laid out by prosecutors. That's the way the legal system lays out the task, but former federal prosecutor Andrew McBride says, in the end, the two sides presented in capital sentencing cases don't have much to do with one another.
Sometimes you're talking about measuring, you know, two diamonds against 1,000 pounds of coal. In other words, it really comes down to the fact that this jury is asked to make a moral decision based on the magnitude of the crime, Mr. Moussaoui's involvement in it, weighed against what the defense is now going to put on, which is, here's a little bit about Mr. Moussaoui and how he got to where he is today.
The jury has already decided in the first phase of the trial that Moussaoui is eligible for the death penalty, even though he was not directly involved in the 9/11 plot. But defense attorneys say Moussaoui's lawyers must try to revisit this issue to convince the jury they cannot execute a man for lying to FBI agents when he was interviewed about his reason for learning to fly. Richard Jaffe has represented defendants in a number of death penalty cases.
In every way possible, the defense should attempt to distance Mr. Moussaoui from being a major player, if a player at all, in the planning and the execution of this horrific deed.
Jaffe says the judge may not allow defense attorneys to argue that point as much as they would like, but he says they have to try. As the trial nears the home stretch, family members who've gathered to watch remain divided about the sentence they favor. Rosemary Dillard lost her husband, Eddie, on American Airlines Flight 77.
I want the jury to make their decision. And whatever decision they make, I don't want them to think that the families will be angry. Because if some of the families want the death penalty, some of the families don't.
The trial has been an emotional experience for many family members, one that transcends Moussaoui's eventual fate. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
You can find a transcript of the cockpit recording from United Flight 93 at npr.org.